Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our recording studio / the southeast corner of our daughter's shared bedroom is the lovely and talented Melissa Nickerson. Everybody give it up for Melissa Nickerson. She's here. She took
Hello.
A week off. She was so lazy. Today, I have not shared this with you yet. Today, Jonathan Merritt texted me.
I know. I followed him today.
Yeah, and that was what this was about.
Okay.
He took a screenshot and he said, "Tomorrow, I'll be announcing my retirement from public life."
Yes.
My work is done here, and I said, "Welcome to the top." And then I said, I think this means, I can't read the rest of the text exchange, but it was very complimentary. so, you know, congrats on that. You have charmed him from afar. Now he has, you know, he knows a little bit about you through me. But anyways, welcome to the top. And, you know, you continue your charming ways to people who have never talked to you.
To people not in this house.
That's true. In the words of Tom Papa, I love my wife. She's just not real popular around the house. So welcome, everybody, to our little podcast that could. You guys are amazing. We're so, so grateful for you. Backseaters, you are the absolute best. Today, as we record this, we are 8 days from
Thanksgiving.
The release of my comedy special / Thanksgiving.
I'm like, Thanksgiving.
One and the same. and you are receiving this 2 days before Thanksgiving / the release of my comedy special. I'm so excited for you guys to go watch that.
Yes.
It is available on Amazon or Gumroad. You can follow those links on any of my social media, or you guys know how to find stuff. If you found
You're so good at finding stuff,
you know how to find stuff. It is called,
I bet there will be a link in bio.
It is called Dustin Nickerson Overwhelmed. there'll be a link in a bio type thing. There'll be a link tree on the Instagram that a one Melissa Nickerson over 9 days of labor figured out, but she did. And she did it. She's taking a lot of initiative. And that's the type of self-starter, initiative that I like to see around this company.
Yes.
We're going to go way straight to the top.
Get a promotion.
With a great bottom. Justin, it's childish. Childish. Absolutely childish. So thank you everybody for tuning in, and I hope you guys go watch that and enjoy it. I think it has come, we recorded in September. As you would expect, I spent 2 days in self-loathing.
Yes. I had all the internal turmoil leading up to it.
Yes. And then
I don't know,
and then me afterwards.
Yeah.
It's That being said, I've seen it.
It's very good.
I'm very proud of it. I feel like this is a good representation of my work and is reflective of the times. And if you guys listen to the podcast, then you guys rock heavy with the Dustin Nickerson comedy. So I hope you guys watch it. And the best thing that you guys could do is to watch it and to share it. Mm-hmm. We've said this many things before. I don't have a viral component to me. I'm a slow and steady guy.
Just like a little inclined.
A little bit of climb. People talk about breakthroughs all the time. I use this metaphor constantly. I'm not a big break guy. I'm Andy escaping from Shawshank every night, going back to the cell and just chipping away. Now, the special, hopefully a big chunk. Mm-hmm. Hopefully a big chunk. So I would love if you guys watched and downloaded it.
Yeah.
And
we're going to have a way to gift it to family and friends.
Oh, are we?
Yes, we are.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Apparently, you don't read the subscriber emails that closely, Dustin.
I do not. Guys, this is news to me.
Yeah, you're going to have like a little graphic that you can send to a friend. And then through Gumroad or Amazon, you can gift.
Oh, my gosh. Aren't you the little influencer over there?
You're supporting a small business. You're gifting levity.
Guys, you're supporting the
and
arts.
Laughter. Mm-hmm. That's really good for like mental health mm-hmm. and trying times.
Right.
Yeah. And it's an incredibly thoughtful gift. So
that is very thoughtful. Yeah.
And then if you tag Dustin, you might get a share.
I'll be sharing all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Let me.
So take pictures of you and whoever watching it.
You guys, the lunch lady is going to watch it.
Yes,
we found that out today.
We did.
Real sweet. So we'll mm-hmm. talk more about the special the following week. But I mm-hmm. hope you guys go check that out. I hope it's on your calendarios. Was that calendario?
Darios.
Your calendarios.
Yeah.
But here, everybody, today, we're here to talk about Thanksgiving. Because, you know, it's 2 days. If you've not gotten your shopping done, you are way behind.
You will not be able to brine your turkey. No.
Yeah.
And thaw it.
So we wanted to talk a little bit about Thanksgiving with y'all. And as is, you know, these themed episodes with Melissa and I, we'll talk a little bit about what Thanksgiving was for us as kids
mm-hmm.
and some, you know, surrounding stories. And then what Thanksgiving is like for us now as a family. Mm-hmm. I think Thanksgiving is this weird holiday where they're as memorable to me, they're as memorable as Christmas is because
mm-hmm.
they're not like ones that you like when we were talking about Halloween's, it was like they can kind of blur together a little bit, you know. You're like, oh no, we had that one and then we did the thing, and you know, they're hard to remember sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember almost every Thanksgiving. When my folks split, I was having multiple Thanksgivings a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or as it got later, I would just go to my mom's for Thanksgiving, you know.
Yeah.
Which you,
I did
you participated
too.
Uh-huh. A few of those as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, let me ask you this, earliest Thanksgiving memory. What's like, you're like, this is what it, you know.
Okay. My mom used to have a white long sleeve t-shirt that said like give thanks or something.
Oh man. And this was her Thanksgiving
and
garb.
It had like some leaves on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Some leaves.
Fall, I know.
Some
sorry.
Leaves.
Yeah. Fall leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Leaves. I can't talk.
Yeah.
And I was like, where's my Thanksgiving shirt?
Which is almost exactly what I would expect a young Melissa to say. Not like, oh, if we're doing this, then we're doing this. We're all going to get involved. Your youngest boy is...
I have always liked holiday decor.
That's
and,
true. Melissa has a rotation of flags that
I don't use those.
No, you used them for years.
I did for years.
I had a rotation of seasonal flags.
The kids liked
them. As you entered from the dining room into the kitchen, which sounds much fancier than
it's
it is. It's
not.
Our floor has holes in it. It's and they were very, we had summer ones. We had Christmas ones. We had Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
We had Halloween.
I mean, you know what? The kids were like, oh my gosh, the flags are different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had, there were some St. Patrick's ones. I'm probably, and now instead of that, we just go to the house right behind us. There's this very sweet grandma who lives on the street behind
mm-hmm.
us, and she decorates She always has decorations.
She always decorates.
So whatever thing it is to decorate. So it's Thanksgiving right now, and it was Halloween before that.
It gets bigger and better, too.
Yeah, more inflatables.
She's got crayon and pencil inflatables.
She had back to school. Yeah, she had
back to school. And then she'll do like a Hawaiian theme over the summer.
Classic.
For one of the months.
She definitely has 4th of July. Yeah. Maybe that's what it is. Is it monthly? It must be monthly.
More or less, yeah. Yeah. It's great.
That's interesting that she chose... You know, back to school. And even though back to school didn't happen, unless you can pay for private school,
right.
Which we cannot, despite my attempts to barter with a local. I did a gig at the.
You talked about that on your pod with
Jen. That's
Jen,
right. Sorry,
yeah.
I'm repeating
myself. I was
going
to call her Jenny, but. Jenny, yeah,
Jenny. I am repeating myself.
It's okay. It's funny. You know, comedy performances
for private
school.
It just makes me mad at Newsom more and more, but I'm not going to go there. I've been very public of my critique of this man, that he's sleazy, even by people named Gavin standards.
Well, it just hurts.
It's just frustrating,
you know?
That they're
like
in
Hawaii. Insult to injury.
That there's, you know, California elected officials in Hawaii
and
apparently lawmakers.
Apparently they went to
and they all are having
Disney World too.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, like, that's right. They sent some people to. Oh,
if Disneyland
gosh.
Could open. Yeah.
Oh, my.
They're just, embarrassing.
I watched his apology video, you know, his apology for dinner.
Yeah.
And he was like smirking. And I just like, I was
okay,
like, listen.
It was one
man,
of those celebrity apologies.
I watched that and I was like, listen, I've seen pastors apologize better than this.
Like, yesterday, Claire said, like, you know, that classic, like, I'll apologize if you apologize.
Yes.
And I bet it was kind of like that.
Yeah. The man got caught. The man got caught. And he was out there with like medical officials who are like determining the rules.
Of the phases of California,
of the
tiers.
Of California, the tiers, yeah. What you can and can't do. And they're indoors, big group of people having a meal together. You're like, you know what? It was chilly when I was having an outside Thanksgiving or Halloween. You know, I kept my Star-Lord jacket on because I was cold. And it must be nice. Mm-hmm. Must be. My dad said this. He said, people like that, they're just so used to the rules not applying to them.
Yeah.
And that's exactly it. Mm-hmm. Like, no, I make the rules. They just don't apply to me.
But you have so much power.
Everybody has these things. It's like when I walk into a comedy club as a comedian, I'm like, oh, I'm on the show. I don't have to stand in the line. I can, if people are waiting to order a drink, I can kind of cut in front of them. I get the server's attention.
Your California.
You're not supposed to go there.
Comedy club.
Exactly. There are times the rules don't apply to me there because I'm the, you know, it's the
you're
cops
the performer.
It's the cops not wearing a seatbelt or something like that. You know, you're like, oh no. I enforce the rules. I make the rules. They just don't really apply to me. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the stakes are a little different when it's, you know, just some dump in a strip mall. And I'm cutting the line as opposed to, you know, the state of California, which, by the way, numbers are like worse here or as bad here as everywhere else. So
yeah.
There you go. Anyways.
I teach my fitness class outside on Friday morning at 8 a.m. So it's going to be about 50 degrees.
Excellent. Excellent. So glad to hear that.
And dark.
But that was your earliest Thanksgiving memory is that. I was trying to think. I have a very old memory of having Thanksgiving at my grandma Isla's house. I think this is probably my earliest in Coos Bay, Oregon. Mm-hmm. It's probably my earliest Thanksgiving.
I can picture that kitchen. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I remember is it was probably the most traditional Thanksgiving. It might have been the only traditional Thanksgiving I ever had. And all the tropes were there, like the big long table.
Yeah.
And then the kids' table. Lot of extended family were there.
Yeah.
You know, like we came down, mom, dad, siblings, cousins. Big thing.
Your family was together?
Family was together at this point.
Yeah,
I think so, at least. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I would have been 5, you know, something like it might.
Four.
Maybe my mom wasn't there. I don't remember. But I remember it being like, yeah. And, you know, I mean, I was still Nickerson's, like the TV was on the whole time. And, you know, like, you know, it was You know, Butch might have even said grace. Who knows? Who knows these things? Every once in a while, every once in a while, there would be a grace before a meal. And then everyone would be like, what are we doing here? It'd be a lot of discomfort. And then when I became a Christian, that was always
your job.
My job. Yeah. When I was like in high school, everyone's like, well, I mean, he's the one that prays. So that's probably my earliest one. And then, but I do remember, what I remember is, maybe I'm wrong on this. Maybe I'm in the minority. Thanksgiving as a kid, take it or leave it.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not that exciting.
No.
Food's not that exciting when you're a kid.
I mean, there's just like a handful of kids that care.
Right.
But yeah. It- yeah, like what's really hard, you cook, you prep for days, you shop for days, you cook all day.
Yeah.
And then your kid eats like five rolls.
The pre-packaged rolls.
Yeah, store-bought. And then you have like hours of cleanup.
Yeah, never. The kids never care. Kids do not care about Thanksgiving.
Yeah, and you're like, get out of the kitchen.
Yeah,
it gets, you know, like, we got hot pots in here.
It gets looped into Christmas as an adult, as the holiday season.
Yeah.
And all kids care about is that they're not in school and that there's going to be like a slice of pie. But when you're a kid, like, you know, food's around. You have food. And like turkey is disgusting as a kid. Turkey is not good
so
when you're
bland.
A kid. It's turkey's not great as an adult.
No.
You know,
you're like, well, but if you mix it with the buttery mashed potatoes.
I've already decided. I decided this when we were talking about it earlier today. Yeah. I will have zero white meat. I never like white meat. I've never in the history of my life liked the way that that tasted.
It's drier.
You
yeah.
throw it on a sandwich. Sure. You sandwich that up. Now we got a little situation going. But you just there's like if there's 11 dishes, adults like six of them.
Yeah.
And kids like none of them. They like, that's none of their favorite foods.
It's not about the food.
Except the Hawaiian roll. And they don't like watching football.
No.
You know? It's nothing. It's not a holiday for kids. Who's it a holiday for then?
Well, it's supposed to be for the early Americans.
Yeah. Well, what I'm... No, but it's like, I guess now, and like, it's supposed to be this thing where we all get together and we enjoy this food, but it's nobody's favorite food.
I know. Some people just don't do it. Like, they just get pizza.
We have spent the last, well, I'm jumping ahead here. The last two Thanksgivings we have spent in Las Vegas at Carmine's in Caesar's Palace Forum.
Yeah.
And it's been two of the best Thanksgivings I can remember because you sit down and within 2 minutes, they have poured you a glass of wine, and within 5 minutes, they have served you a full meal.
Yeah.
An entire Thanksgiving dinner.
And then they ask you what kind of pie you want.
And then they bring you the pie.
Yeah,
and
they box up all the leftovers.
And then they box it all up, and they put it in this little bag, and the whole experience is an hour.
It's so quick.
It's so quick. And now, and we've done that because we got kind of like a happenstance, like, offer to go do work there a couple years ago. I was at a Brad Garrett's club and we're like, yeah, let's do that.
Well, we try and sync those week-long work weeks with the school calendar. Yeah.
Exactly. So when I would be in Vegas for a week, everybody could come. But oh man, it was dreamy.
It was. I mean, it's a very taxing.
Right.
Now, to cook a Thanksgiving dinner.
Well, that's what I was
going to
ask. How do you feel getting back into it now? Now, Know that my expectations are, like, if you ordered pizza, I'd be like, great.
Right.
I don't care.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, this year's a little different for us because we're hoping to
travel. Theoretically, we'll be on the road the next week. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we don't know that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm kind of scaling back a little bit. Like, I'm going to get a smaller turkey.
Okay. What if you didn't get turkey?
I know. Well, I've done like salmon and some sort of beef.
Yeah,
I don't
fill
remember.
Me in because
for Christmas,
I do.
You know?
Yeah, for Christmas you
dinner?
Do something. I've liked our last Thanksgiving so much that I'm actually having a hard time.
You don't want to do it.
No, recalling the other ones.
Yeah. I've only hosted two Thanksgivings.
Yeah, because we've done some Friendsgivings.
Yeah,
with church folks and friends and whatnot. Yeah.
when she lived in
Tom and Joan, the neighbors. We went to Tom and Joan's.
We did
one with the Porters. We did one with the Porters here. So we've done Friends ones.
Yeah.
And did we bring something to that? Yeah. Was that the deal? Mm-hmm. You brought the rolls?
I've baked pies and you know what? Sweet potato fries. That's what I used to bring for my little kids when they were little.
Yeah.
They don't like all that gloopy, gloppy, you know, casseroles.
No, I'm telling you, it's not only that it's food that's not their favorite, it's their least favorite.
They don't like mashed potatoes.
No, our kids don't. No.
And they don't like
it's casseroles. It's so many vegetables. It's so many casseroles. There is close to nothing on a Thanksgiving menu that a child has interest in. Mm-hmm. Near nothing.
Yeah, besides the rolls.
Fruit salad.
Yeah, we're making my mom's fruit salad, and it's like tropical.
It's my favorite. And
it has marshmallows in it.
It has marshmallows and whipped cream and nuts and stuff.
It doesn't have whipped cream.
No, the one my mom made growing up had whipped cream.
One. Yeah. Okay. I never had your mom's.
We were talking about that. And we were talking about my mom's seven-layer salad.
Your mom's seven-layer salad and the mushrooms.
Here's the thing. Let me... I know my mom listens to a lot of this. My mom... not much of a cook, not in that she's a bad cook, but she would almost never cook. When like I would go over, I remember my mom would make like a lot of like cottage cheese and ground beef. Like there weren't a lot of meals. Like when we go, there were like a lot of, and we would go out. My mom loves to go out.
Yeah.
It's like a favorite thing. Lori loves going out. She would go so hard for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So hard. Like like an unbelievable amount. Like, so
when we were first married. Oh, go ahead.
Well, I think this was the case that after my folks split, I would spend Thanksgiving at my mom's. And then I would, you know, and then we would do like a split Christmas. It was something like that. But what I remember is a lot of Thanksgivings at my mom's house. And she would go so hard, and you experience like a lot of like things that like they're the only times that I've ever eaten those things. She loves the mushrooms, like you were saying.
Yeah, she's a really good mushroom appetizer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the eggs, deviled eggs.
The deviled eggs are classic.
That's on both Nickerson and Amos' side.
Nickerson's and Amos's love deviled eggs so much.
Yes,
It's an all-timer for them. I don't know what it is. I don't like them. It's a texture issue.
I love them.
You do, yeah.
But I don't like make them.
You don't make them, but when Dawn makes them.
Oh, yeah. I eat like half of them.
Well, that's one of the things that happens with Thanksgiving is when you, because you do that with Christmas a lot of the time where you'll put out like a little like.
Actually, the snacks are my favorite part. We'll have like a lunch, cheese platter.
Well, you put out like a cheese loaf.
Yeah. I'm already doing that. I already have set that up.
For Christmas or Thanksgiving?
No, for Thanksgiving.
Skip the turkey.
Just the snacky food.
Oh my gosh.
Throughout the day.
I'm going to
make like bacon wrapped dates.
There's no need for a meal after that. What are you doing?
Well, here's why I was going to do it.
A turkey cannot follow a bacon
wrapped date.
Ooh, that would have been a real bad slip up there. They can't handle it. This just does not have the capability. Explain your thinking. You make good turkeys, by the way, from what I recall. I don't think I've had one in 5 years, but...
I know. I made it 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And 4 years ago.
Or make a weird one. I tell you, like, we went once to... a friend's house growing up where was like a family, my family, and he made a teriyaki. It was Murph made a teriyaki
Murph.
Turkey.
Well, he owns a restaurant.
It was the best turkey I've ever had. As a kid?
What did he like put in a smoker?
Do you think I know the recipe for this? I know that man made a yaki turkey and it was...
How is Seattle of him? That's cool.
I know. It was very on-brand. That's fun. But something different.
Yeah.
I guess this is coming down to I don't like turkey.
You don't like turkey.
I love dark meat turkey, though. But that's like a fifth of the turkey.
But we're supposed to leave the next morning.
That's the thing. So I don't know.
So,
but Don's not coming. So he's going to.
Don is going to eat all the leftovers.
Yeah. Don, who's cooking for us right now.
So that is kind of why I'm sticking traditional.
Okay.
Well,
you do have some Don help.
I think Don would like to have a small turkey. I don't know, you know?
Donald, yeah, that's true. We have Grandpa here. Grandpa's 70. Grandpa's got a limited amount of Thanksgivings left. You know, he's on he's on the back nine of life. That would make sense to me that, you know, you got Grandpa. We're accommodating for grandpa. We leave the next day. And so we can be a little more traditional. I'm just saying, when I think back to, I don't remember, and maybe he would even get mad at me for this, but I'm trying to think back to my childhood. And I should ask Jess, my sister, on this, because I think my dad made like 2 turkeys. Like ever, you
really?
Know? Yeah, I don't think he made a lot of them. And so, you know, that we're
doing... Maybe in his later years, because when he was caring for his mom, he would do it.
Yeah.
He would do the meal.
Yeah, that's true. But we weren't at those.
Mm-hmm.
We weren't at those.
You're right.
What did we do? Well, let me go back.
We always went to your mom's.
Yeah, that's right. You would That's right. We would go to my mom's for a long, because she was doing good.
Well,
we were
her
all
birthday
up there.
Is always right around Thanksgiving.
Right.
So is my mom's.
Right.
So they kind of get...
The grandmas get a... That's what we're
the
getting them
get the
for
birthdays.
Their birthdays is a small turkey. We will send them both a small turkey.
Dark meat.
Dark meat only. They should make that. They should make like how they do like now they make Starburst like pinks only.
Yeah.
They should make a dark meat only turkey.
That would be cool.
I would be a huge fan of that. When do you remember ever caring about Thanksgiving? Because as a kid, it was like, I worked one Thanksgiving, because remember, actually, I worked a few Thanksgivings at the movie theater, and this is one memory, this is probably one of my most distinct Thanksgiving memories. I'm working at AMC Theaters at the time.
All the new movies are coming out?
Thanksgiving is a very busy day for, Thanksgiving and Christmas are crazy busy days for movies, you know, Christmas even more so, which, by the way, I sent you early, the Wonder Woman 84 is finally coming out, and they're putting it on HBO, and, and some movie theaters
some movie
that'll be
theaters,
open.
Not ours, but yeah.
HBO had to pay a fortune for that.
Oh, yeah.
Holy smokes, HBO had to give them all the money.
And to think that, you know, Amazon and Netflix, you know, got outbid or whatever.
I know.
It's amazing.
HBO had to go so hard for that. Yeah, that's crazy. And because they had to go so hard that it was worth Warner Brothers to not go, no, we're just going to charge for it on Amazon.
Yeah.
Like you just have to pay $9.99 on Amazon, or in my case, $4.99 or $20. Yeah. Like we were trying to watch Venom a while back and it was $20. So it's going to stream on Amazon. That's crazy. So anyways, or on HBO, which wait a minute, they have a deal
on
too,
Christmas.
Because now the Snyder Cut Justice League is coming out in January on there too. They're releasing it there.
Oh,
so
nice.
Warner Brothers must have some thing with HBO.
And then Disney Plus.
They own all Marvel. But
Marvel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I forget that.
They legit own the company though.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So what I was going to say is I was working at the movie theater. The big movies at the time are probably Monsters, Inc., maybe Lord of the Rings, you know, whatever it may be. The big hits, Zoolander. That came out when I worked at the movie theater.
No.
I don't remember if Nemo came out. I'm just remembering all the posters we have. no, that would have been way before me.
B-movie.
No.
Okay, fine.
what else came out? Maybe Shallow Hal. I'm just remembering Jurassic Park 3.
Oh, you know what we saw together was that Disney movie with the Hawaiian girl?
Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So, anyways, the movies are coming up. I'm working there, so... It's a big deal that we're working Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And my mom is like, I can't believe you're working Thanksgiving. You got to come over for Thanksgiving. And remember, I don't live with my mom. So this is a big deal that we go there. And I was like, yeah, you know, I work till whatever time. And, you know, she's like, okay. And she like held off. And I was like, I don't know, you know, because I would go home early a lot.
She was texting you.
I don't think we were texting at this point. You know, there was no texting. But I just remember being like, they're holding kind of for me until I get there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully I can get there soon. But I also didn't mind working because, again, I'm 16. I'm not like, I want to go eat at my mom's house. Like, that's not a thing that, like, you really care a lot when you're 16. You know, you're like, I might as well be working right
now. You're like, well, it happens to be Thanksgiving.
Exactly. When you're 16, you'd love to work the holiday. Your parent, that's a good example. Your parents would be really mad that you're working a holiday. But as a kid, you're like, listen, I'll come home and there'll be food. It's great. Make a little money.
Yeah.
See my friends at work. Because it's not like this is a hard job. I don't really care that I'm going in here. It's no big deal to me. I'm just going to go stand in a different place than I would elsewhere. Make a little dough. Make some popcorn. Now, what I remember is my manager, Erica was working that day. Erica was very, very, very grateful that we were working. And in hindsight, Erica worked because we had two managers and Tom was the family guy. And so Tom got the day off. And so Erica was a single girl and Erica. So she was working Thanksgiving with us. And Erica like brought in like a bunch of food for us, which was really nice. And it was like a lot of like little, it was rolls. It was a lot of rolls and cheeses and meats. And and as was always the case, I was always hungry and I never ate before work. And I was just like, we would just kind of go on our breaks and I just kept going back then. I was like, I'm a little food, little food. You know where this is going. I showed up at my mom's house not hungry at all. They had held for me and I was like, actually, I'm full.
Oh no.
I'm full on deli meats
from work
and Hawaiian rolls that I've been eating for the last 6.5 hours of my shift. So in hindsight, if Joel did that, I would
you'd be mad.
I would be so furious. I would throw the white meat at him. I would not waste the dark meat on him, but I would take the, I would carve the turkey and then I would throw that at him.
We don't have a carver.
I carved the turkey one time. Your mom asked me to, right?
Nice.
Why was I doing? There was, I don't remember why this was entrusted to me. One time I was asked to carve a turkey.
Okay.
I don't know.
No, no one ever wants to do it.
Nobody ever wants to do it. And I had zero qualifications to do this. I am not gifted in a culinary manner. I'm not good with my hands. Yeah. But at the end of the day, you're just kind of cutting the pieces. It's not a big deal.
That might have been at my sister's house. I think I had a baby. So I was probably, I mean, you did too. But
yeah. But you also didn't really cook until like this last like 6-7 years.
That is not true.
No, no, no. You cooked, but you've gotten better at it.
Joel's 13.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I've been cooking.
No, no, no. You've been cooking.
Yeah, but I haven't been
You were cooking
good.
Survival meals. We had chicken tortilla soup twice a week for 8 years.
Yes.
No complaints. No. I've never complained about it. I am very grateful for the meals. I've had more chicken tortilla meals. In my adult life, soup than I had total meals growing up, like as far as meals served and provided. So there's no complaints here. I'm just saying you've gotten more creative. You've gotten better. You're trying other things. This is not an insult on old
Some
you.
Of
this is a compliment to previous.
Too. Well, and it's quarantine. Not having babies.
And not having babies. Yeah. It's all not having babies. Now, I will say that when my dad said earlier today, he said, I'm thinking about grilling tonight, and then I'm thinking about ordering pizza tomorrow. Then you lit up like a Christmas tree.
I was like, oh my gosh, I don't have to cook dinner for the next
two nights. Really, 3 nights, because that pizza will still be there the next night. And really, this chicken probably will too. So
yeah, this is wonderful.
3 nights with no dinner for male spies. Congratulations
Christmas
on
miracle.
It. Do you think that our children feel the way about Thanksgiving that we felt as kids? Do you think they have any amount of excitement?
Oh, when we host them at our house, they get out of their pajamas for 30 minutes.
For the whole day.
Like, we'll be like, go put something on for dinner.
For, yeah,
and then they're right back in their pajamas.
Yeah, but why do we even make them do that? For a picture?
I don't know.
It's a weird...
Honestly, usually, you know, my mom's here, my cousin came 1 year.
That is an you know...
Not that your dad cares. You guys are all watching football.
My... What was it?
My cousin came and your dad's bed broke and you're all sitting on it watching the football game.
Yeah, because this is before we had a TV in the living room.
Yes.
That's so funny.
It was so funny.
I have wondered why they have not come to future Thanksgivings.
We showed them the works.
Oh my gosh. That is so embarrassing. Oh, and then I forgot all about that.
They got here and I was like, our youngest is asleep in the car. We're leaving her there.
Oh my gosh, we can't even get a text back from them anymore. Oh, this was Big T.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, I forgot about that. That's so funny. I totally forgot about that memory. That was one
that was
of the
my
few
first time
that
I
you've
cooked.
Hosted.
That was my first time cooking Thanksgiving.
Shoot them a text, invite them down. Well, now we're not supposed to.
They're all connected now. That was the thing. They had just moved.
Right.
So now they have their network. And
Well, we're not supposed to have extended family over anyways. It's just our group and your mom.
Yep.
coming from the AZ.
Actually, she's not coming.
Oh, that's right. She's not going to be here for Thanksgiving. But then,
if
yeah,
we can travel. I don't know.
That's right.
Who knows? Who
Everything,
knows what's happening next
week? Listen, we have planned and canceled a Hawaiian Christmas trip already. So,
just don't tell our kids.
I had a date. I had a booker email me asking me about a date. And then she asked me, could you just hold that date? We don't know if we're going to be open. And I just like, I laughed literally out loud. A literal LOL. I just said, like, everything in my life is penciled in. Everything.
Oh, yeah.
There are no, I have nothing that I'm like, yep, that is for sure going to happen.
My mom, we were talking about Christmas gifts. Mm-hmm. My mom and I are very practical gift givers.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, do you have any ideas? And besides a pair of sweatpants that I sent her that I would like,
mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I'm going to a wedding over Memorial Day weekend. So I could probably use a new dress for that.
Oh my gosh, you're asking for something for May. May.
The last weekend in May.
Come what may. Yeah. That is so. Not exciting. But yeah. they barely eat anything and they want a game. It's the day off for them. I'm just saying, what I'm proposing, maybe not this year because it's weird with COVID, but what we executed the last 2 years, and what I'm proposing is what I'm calling an honest Thanksgiving, which is everybody just does honestly what they want. We make the food that we honestly want. We wear the clothes that we honestly want. We do the activities that we honestly want to do. Nobody's doing anything that they don't want to do. We make the right amount. We make the honest amount of food that we need. I'm just saying, I think Thanksgiving is different than Christmas because it has all these traditions tapped into it that I just don't think that people actually like that much.
Yeah.
You know? You know what the best Thanksgiving tradition in our home is? We watch Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah.
Like, that's our best one. Mm-hmm. That's our, and that one is sustained.
And that's very easy.
Yeah, because we used to do Love Actually on Christmas, and then, like, year four, I was like,
we only
can we
made
be
it
done?
Like a year or two. And
yeah, we made it like, we might not like, even made it. Yeah, it was enough that now I'm like, I have no interest in ever watching this movie again.
We used to be able to watch romantic comedies like 20 years ago. And now.
But we can't.
Yeah.
Well, we don't watch movies together.
No.
What was the last movie? I have 20 movies I want to watch with you. I've wanted to watch Jojo Rabbit with you for so long, and I don't even propose the idea.
I can only last like 45 minutes. Yeah.
I had to take you to Kauai for 5 days to get you to sit down and watch Logan. And we had to start it at 6 p.m.
I feel like we watched it over two nights.
We might have, honestly. I don't even know how we watched it.
That's a good question. I think there's Wi-Fi in that little house.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
How are you feeling about COVID Thanksgiving? Like, this is...
well, usually... Honestly, when the Croc Center's open,
mm-hmm.
you play football.
Oh, yeah, we did do
Thanksgiving
that. Oh,
morning.
How we forgot about turkey football.
Usually
Classic.
You're playing football.
We did that twice.
With Jake?
Oh, yeah, with the...
That was like 7, 8 years
in
a row.
We did some church ones, yeah.
Yeah.
That is sad. No turkey football is sad because...
That's like a big...
It's great with Joel. Joel loves it.
Thing.
It's fun for everybody.
I mean, if girls like to play, I don't, but...
No.
I usually... A lot of times I would teach the next morning.
That's true.
So, which is intense.
So, I was going to say, I kind of...
the gyms used to be open on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything's just different. Yeah. I'm feeling fine with it. I'm trying to cut dishes out, you know, just because of all the dishes.
Right.
Like the cleanup, you know, and I have paper plates, like Thanksgiving paper plates.
Yeah.
We're fancy like that.
Very fancy. You are not as stressed about it as I maybe anticipated. I thought when we were like with COVID, with the fact that we can't do Vegas.
I loved doing the Vegas meals.
I did too. I would like wake up gleeful that day. I'd be like, we're about to go on a stroll. I mean, we had the one super dramatic one where we couldn't find it and Dawn could not walk. So that one was hard. But last year... went swimmingly. We had a better idea of where to find it.
I mean,
have we done three there or two?
We've done two there. It's like, if you don't know where that restaurant is in Caesar Palace, it'll take you like an hour to find
exactly.
it.
Exactly. Yeah, and so the first year it was hard to get there, and then the second year it was hard to get out with the we took an Uber. And
Ubers in Vegas.
Ubers are a nightmare in Vegas. Yeah. You know, next year when we go, we'll drive and I'll drop people on that one entrance and then I'll come get everybody. You know,
I'll lead everyone
exactly
to the restaurant.
Yes. Yeah.
No, actually, I think it's because the special's coming out. And so I'm excited.
Yeah.
You know, to like.
I haven't even thought about that. How, like, I think I'm going to be.
You're going to be pensive.
I'm going to be so pensive.
Mm-hmm. It's a work day.
What did I? It's not,
have to.
It's not a work day.
It's the work day. Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, I'm just saying a lot of people have Thanksgiving off.
Right.
Not everyone. You know,
right. A lot of people have Fridays and Saturdays off. A lot of people.
You know what I mean.
We got a different kind of lifestyle, our little business. But I am going to.
You're going to need to be on your phone.
All day long.
Yeah.
All day long.
Mm-hmm.
Which is fine. That's fine. Like, you know, because it's a low-key day.
It's an exciting day for us.
It is an exciting day for us. I, you know, we'll be. And you know what? I'll turn it off is for the meal. I'll be like, because everything else I'll be like.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. It's going to be like a celebratory day because it's not like there'll be no reviews unless.
There will be reviews.
No, the reviews won't come out the first day. But the.
On Amazon?
No, they won't. There's no way those will show up the first day.
Oh, really?
It'll be the following days when I'm coming out. And I'm like, oh, gosh, you know, which
the
by the way.
Bad reviews. Yeah.
That'll all kill me. But what I was going to say was. It'll be all good that day unless there are any technical difficulties, in which case it's going to be the worst Thanksgiving of my life and the worst day of my life. But that's not up to me. I don't there's nothing I can do to fix that.
No.
You know, so that's not on me. So anyways, OK, let's do some emails, everybody. Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. We have a few emails we want to get to.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are you going to I think I know the answer, but are you going to want to watch it?
No. Oh, God, no.
Okay,
I've already watched it so many times.
You know.
But you know what I would love is to go to the driving range while you guys all go watch it. That's what I would like. I would like you guys to watch it while I'm doing something else. Okay. But
I watched it.
What I do want to hear, you haven't watched. Oh, you watched it
I'm
live.
Kidding.
You won't see. You haven't seen this, though.
I know.
Okay. So, but what I was going to say was we do want your emails. I want to hear about how your COVID Thanksgiving went. So everybody, please tell me how your COVID Thanksgiving went. Shoot us an email at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com and tell me about your COVID Thanksgiving, whether you broke the rules, whether you Zoomed in, whatever you did, the good, the bad. Tell me all about it, everybody.
Right.
Okay. So here we go. We've got some emails to hit. This one is from Jody. Jody says, back when y'all talked about Halloween costumes, I remember when I was a wee, I had the black face mask with string behind it that would get super sweaty and then basically a trash bag with the printed dress. But of course, that never got to be seen since we live in Iowa and it's super cold always during Halloween. After that, my mom bought me a clown wig / nose / big bow tie. I was that every single year after.
Mm-hmm.
Not by choice, but that was my only choice as my parents were not about to buy anything different. I love that. My sister was a football player every year.
Yes.
Wearing my older brother's jersey.
My brother definitely went as a football player.
I love it.
Lots of years.
My parents were hardcore about trick-or-treating, though. We'd visit the next town over as there were more houses with lights on. We'd go until all four of kids have basically had a grocery store sack full of candy, and that's why we all got cavities growing up. Thanks for your podcast. It's my entertainment as I do graphic design work. If you could do a daily one, that would really help out with my boredom.
Yes.
Yes, you're welcome, Jody. We did do daily ones, and then we almost died. So here we go. This right here is from Carolyn. Carolyn, hi, Dustin and Melissa. This is subject, newborn baby advice.
Oh, I got it already. Chicken tortilla stew.
Yeah. That's Melissa's start and end advice. I've been listening to and enjoying your podcast for a couple years, but not as a parent until now.
Aww, first baby.
My husband and I are expecting our first baby, who was due several days ago on October 24th, my birthday, but has still yet to make an appearance. Please give us an update, Carolyn. I think that hopefully this baby has come by now. They will probably do an induction soon, so baby will likely be born on Halloween or Election Day, both of which I was hoping for a baby to avoid as a birthday. That's 2020 for you, I guess. I was wondering if you and Melissa could give some newborn baby advice to some rookie parents. It's even possible we'll be listening to the podcast while in labor in the hospital, so we're definitely going to need some help there. Newborn baby advice. Go.
Okay. Wear makeup in your pictures. Just eye makeup.
That's hilarious.
Just, you know, just take 5 minutes. Put some eye makeup on.
Yeah.
Or if you want to remember
them. You're talking about labor.
Oh, I didn't wear makeup in the labors and deliveries.
No.
But if you want those early baby photos of you to look as tired as you were, then don't wear makeup. But if you do, just, you know, throw a little makeup on.
Throw a little makeup on.
I mean,
piece of
cake. I have both, but it's, they're, you know, right. I look really tired.
That's so funny that that's your first thought. Because we're reflecting back.
Yeah. Lower your expectations on everything.
Yeah.
Take any help you can get.
Mm-hmm.
I already said chicken tortilla soup.
Yes.
Just like you said, obviously you have a sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you've been listening to this podcast. It's going to be rough, but it'll get better.
Wow. That was nice. It's going to get rough, but it's getting better. My advice is to do everything that she needs. I realized this the second child. The first one, it's your first child. You have no idea what you're doing. We've shared about this moment a few times after our second child was born. And you said, there's literally nothing you can do to help me or make me feel better. And I get that. It really is like your total support role. Like, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's just not about you, because you get that child for sure, but you don't have to do the work to produce the child. You're not like, you're not emotionally in the place. You've been carrying the baby. You don't have to go through
your
this extensive
body recovery. Yeah.
Do everything you can to be as supportive as you can, and hold that baby because they grow fast. And don't get too. Don't think that that baby is gonna like be that fulfilling. Like, the baby is great and it's adorable, but it has zero personality.
It's a lot of work.
It's a ton of work. That thing represents so much work and responsibility. Steven said this on last week's. Like, it's like, he's ready for his child to be slightly more droppable.
Elgin is, you know, fragile.
So fragile. Yeah. So fragile. Mm-hmm. And it's like this crazy precious thing that you have to take care of. And it in no way, like in no tangible way, improves your life. It's taking more than it's giving. And then the first time it smiles, you're like, oh gosh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
It's like the best moment of your life, even though it's probably gas, but.
I feel like you really struggled with all the crying with our first child.
I don't like drama.
Yeah. And I was kind of like, no, I have a job to get the crying to stop.
I just thought we were children.
We were
babies having babies.
Yeah.
Everything that's hard and everything that happens, anytime I'm getting worked up in anything to do with parenting, even if it's legit, it's all usually what's fueling it is an insecurity that I'm failing as a parent.
Sure.
That's what it all is.
Yeah.
So if the baby's crying, we can't get the baby to cry. We're bad parents. We don't know what we're doing. We had our kids too young. This is embarrassing. Like, it's a full spiral for me because that's what I do, you know? And so, I'm a little upset that I'm failing as a parent.
I remember you had like one of those, like, it hit you at the hospital. We were all trying to sleep.
Yeah.
The baby was in our room.
Yeah,
Joel,
I didn't sleep.
And you weren't on a bed. You were on like a cot. Or
yeah,
like
a little side couch situation.
Couch, and you were having a crisis.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, I'm going to sleep.
Yes.
I am going to be getting up all hours
with
this baby.
This baby just exited from my womb.
Yeah, I was like, I see you're having a moment. But I need to sleep to survive.
Oh, man. Let us know how it's going. Shoot us an email. We want to hear about it, everybody. We're never going to have an announcement, Lord willing, on this. We only do it with Stevens and maybe some other backseaters. So with that said, everybody, congratulations. I hope your baby came out healthy and happy. I want to hear. Shoot us an email and shoot us your COVID Thanksgiving stuff. Don't make me come back there at gmail.com. Check out our Patreon. It's getting a little revamp. Check it out, everybody. All right. Thank you, backseaters. We appreciate you guys so much.
All right. Bye.
Thanks for listening to that episode, everybody. I wanted to give a special shout out to our designated drivers. That is our highest level of patrons. Demarius Diaz Stevens, Troy Meacham, Dave Hoagland, and Rachel Jakewith. Really appreciate your support of the podcast. If you have not already, please like and subscribe and share. Backseaters, you mean the world to us. Thanks so much for tuning in.